Well, we're going to talk a lot about jobs this morning. Revisions last week saw the number take a dramatic turn, and then the president added another person to the unemployment list.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that's one way to look at it. So so what we're referring to here is that the president fired a person who was in charge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and for these reports, with no evidence, by the way, just to be clear, that there was any shenanigans. Every single time a jobs report is released, there are revisions to the previous 2 months. It's not like they're refining things so much as they're waiting for data to come in. So, yes, there are some seasonal adjustments, but really what's happening is if you send out 100 notices to companies, you say, hey, did you fire anyone? Did you hire anyone or lay anyone off, right? They get the response back. In the first report, they get about a third of responses back. They think that it's close enough to kind of get to an idea of what's happening. Then they get some more back in the second revision. And by the third revision, they got 80, 85% of the responses back, and they have a better idea of what's happened. That's all. It's just like accounting for people sending in their responses and their companies. So we had negative revisions to the previous 2 months, and they were big ones, as you said. They were, and it counted in May and June, we had 258,000 fewer jobs than we thought. And in July, we created 73,000. So what does this really mean? You know, the labor market's just a weird place right now because companies were sort of sitting on their hands waiting for the tariff results. On the other hand, there were fewer people looking for work. Why? Because of immigration. So if you are someone, if you think about how the labor market kind of runs, we say how many people are looking for work. I'm not sure that the Labor Department really understands who is here, you know, documented or undocumented, but they know the labor pool has been shrinking since the immigration changes. And as a result, that's why the unemployment rate has really stayed in this range of about 4 to 4.2% over the last year. It's just fewer people looking for work, and that's one of the part of the equation. So, listen, I don't know what's going to happen next. It seems to me that the labor market really is slowing down and losing some steam. That is what I've been hearing from people out there in the workforce and people looking for jobs. It is awfully hard to find a job if you lose your job. And if you're lucky enough to have your job, you know, hang on to it.
And there are so many things that we need to do if we are among those that lose our jobs. And you've come up with sort of a list of things that you need to keep in mind right away.
Yeah, I'm going to candidly tell you that I was writing this before the jobs report came out because my company, Paramount Global, is being sold this week. About a zillion people at work have been coming up to me saying, what happens if I lose my job? What's going to happen? I said, oh, I better put this together for everybody because, you know, maybe I'll be one of those people. The first step is that relax for a second, like take a breath, because even if you hated your job, when you lose it, it's very disarming. So, you know, don't try to sit around too long and feel so bad for yourself. We have some business to transact. We've got two big things to do, okay? The biggest thing to do is to make sure that you are actually dealing with your health insurance and also your unemployment benefits. So those are two big things. If you got your insurance through work, you may want to look at how much it costs for you to carry it on your own. That's called COBRA. For 18 months, you can carry your own health insurance. You got to pay for it yourself, and it's expensive. So that's clear. Now, the other thing you could do is you can check out the Affordable Care Act, because if you leave your job for any reason, if you quit or you get fired or you got laid off, it doesn't matter, you are able to qualify for a special enrollment period through the Affordable Care Act, so you got to just check that out. And don't forget, when you file those unemployment benefits, you got to do it like yourself. No one is doing that for you. So please, these are two important things. And from there, you know, we go into your retirement plan. Try not to cash out of your old retirement assets. Just roll them over. If you get a new job, you can roll it over. You can put it into an IRA rollover. But don't cash it out. When you cash out a retirement account, you have to pay the tax that's due on it. And if you're under 59 and a half, not only is the tax that's due, it's also a 10% penalty.
And I know that one of the things that we often don't think of when we have something like this happen, many of us may not know exactly what we have in our retirement accounts with various companies. And should we take it away from that company if we're no longer there?
You know, that's a good question, because when you have that, I just said don't cash out your retirement account, but you do have an option. A lot of people keep their money at their old employer's plan because it was a good plan. So what's a good plan? It means that it's it's filled with investments that are affordable. So maybe it's like at Vanguard, or it's at Fidelity, or it's at Charles Schwab, or it's at T. Rowe Price, one of these places where there's a very low-cost option of managing. And also, maybe you're used to it, you know? So if your company allows it, keeping it in the old plan is not a bad idea. The thing that is most important is to check it out. Some plans don't allow you to keep it. They say, get out of here, we're done with you. And if you have to, if you don't have a job, you know, quickly, you can move it into any financial institution with an IRA rollover or a Roth account. You move the money in, and it's called a direct, we used to call it a tape-to-tape transfer. You basically, the money goes automatically from one company's plan into another firm. And it, you really don't have to do a lot except paperwork, which I know is a drag, but you got to deal with it. And hopefully when you never get this news, but one of the nice things about dealing with it when you do get the bad news is that then you don't end up with all these orphaned retirement accounts. You know how you're like, oh, you know, I have 14 different accounts. Where are they all? So it's nice to consolidate.
And if we are losing our job and we need another one, how important is it to act quickly? And is it a place where you want to look up some of those old contacts?
Yeah. I always laugh about this because, you know, I love networking because I'm just a relational person. Other people, they hear the word networking, they roll their eyes like, this sounds like the worst thing in the world. So, I know it's not the most fun, but you really want to kind of go through all the people that you've ever known who can help you out, right? People do want to help. So, you know, you're going to update that your resume, your LinkedIn profile, and, honestly, former colleagues, industry contacts, that wacky person who talked your ear off at a conference a couple of years ago, yeah, reach out to that person too. Because what we know is this, that, you know, all these job sites, LinkedIn, Indeed, they are using AI to filter through a lot of their resumes. But you know what's really nice is that when you have an introduction from someone who works in a company or knows you or knows the hiring person, it's a lot better than going through just a process where you're getting screened out based on which search words you're using. So if you haven't gone through this process in a while, go cozy up to your favorite niece, nephew, child, and have them help you out. And they know how to work these websites like crazy. They're amazing.